The Secaucan Chippewa and Forest County Potawatomi tribes split the deal 50-50, each paid just over $8 million for the 5,800-acre mine site and the mineral rights to 55 million tons of copper and zinc. At a news conference announcing the deal in Madison, Mole Lake Tribal Chair Sandra Rochal says they bought the mine to protect the land from pollution they feared the mine might cause.
The risk to the water, the land, and the air from the proposed project by Nicolet Minerals Company were much too great, and so we took action.
The risk of pollution from the mine threatened tribal wild rice beds and the headwaters of the pristine Wolf River. Democratic State Representative Spencer Black called the tribe's purchase of the mine a win for the environment, a win Black himself took some credit for because of his role in sponsoring legislation that tightened the state's mining regulations.
The Native Americans have given the people of Wisconsin a tremendous gift by purchasing this mine and protecting the Wolf River. Obviously, the mining moratorium law played a major role in stopping the mine 5 years ago and forcing Exxon to sell, and I think it was part of what led up today.
Environmental groups are celebrating the mine's purchase, but an attorney for the Mole Lake tribe says tribal ownership doesn't mean there will never be a mine there. Glenn Reynolds says the tribe plans to withdraw the mining permit application, but he wouldn't rule out a future mine.
There is certainly the option of mining at a day and a time when it's without the kinds of risks that are posed by this specific proposal.
The tribes bought the mine from the Northern Wisconsin Resource Group, headed by Gordon Connor, who had bought it last March from the Australian company BHP Billiton. He says he's disappointed he had to sell it. He blamed Wisconsin's overly strict regulations for preventing him from getting the necessary permits to mine what he says is one of the richest zinc and copper deposits in North America.
Whether you want to build a porch on your house or you want to develop a significant natural resource, you're running into a regulatory process that is just stifling economic opportunity.
Mine supporters say it would have brought 400 jobs to an area that needs them badly, but opponents, including Potawatomi Tribal Chair Gus Frank, say buying the mine protects the thriving Northwoods tourist economy that is already providing 14,000 jobs along the Wolf River and could provide more now that the mine no longer threatens it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.